for them. And that's the healing for you now. All of you who follow me, you will experience better physical health, better mental health, better moral health. You will experience better health all the way around. What I have just told you is as scientific as anything that they have in science. And it's the truth. It's the truth. The psychologist, he takes the person and he tells them to think deep. He says deeper. Deeper. And they say they have had. This is supposed to be science now. You can disbelieve me with your rock mind, but don't disbelieve your science. So the science belongs to the rock head. All right. They say that they have heard expressions coming out of these people when under this kind of hypnosis that they couldn't identify with that person's life. And they have said they have found scientific proof that things have come up out of a person's mouth that ties in with people in a time before them. Yes. Well, am I talking foolishness to you? But how do you get it, T? I got it from the right source. The field of psychology steals it. They'll see. They saw soul from God's revelation. And they practice the wisdom. And the Bible says, none will come in except by me. If they come in otherwise, they come in as thieves and robbers. Way to get this knowledge is the way God has given it to me. But they didn't get it this way, and the only other way to get it is to steal from the sources. They stole from the sources, and they're stealing from me now. They've been doing it for 5 years. They won't give the credit to the sources. It's not bad. I wouldn't want to mess this handkerchief up. Thank you. So I hope you have understood.
What we have been
saying to you for now about 2 hours or so. Allah says in the Quran, your death and your resurrection is as one soul, or one person, or one nature, or kanafsin wahida. And the scripture says of Jesus, that is the New Testament, that he is the life, that he is the life and the resurrection. And it says also of him that he was given power over the grave, over death and hell. Is that right? Now, I doubt that the Pope understands it this clearly. But I'm going to show to you very clearly what this is talking about. If you are blessed to be born of pure mind and intent, and you struggle for the right guidance, giving your will completely to Allah, you can come into a world that is mentally dead, but that effort will bring you back to the life, to the knowledge. And you then will become the resurrection for the rest.
victims began to leave the discipline, the purity that brought that life, then that same principle operates to bring them to mental death. Yes, same principle operates to bring them to mental death. The memory will shut off, and that's death. It won't come from the sources pure and correct. That will be death. But if that come back again, the same will regenerate the world again. The same will regenerate the world again. Now, I'm not saying to you that after Prophet Muhammad, there's Jesus again. No. Jesus also has another meaning and another role. He has a role and a meaning as a prophet to a particular people. That Jesus will never come back again. That's why the scripture says, I go away, and you see me no more. And again, you will see me. And again, you will see me. That's the New Testament. What does that mean? You'll never see me anymore as a person, as this prophet. But I also am a sign of the principle of life and death for the mind. And though I go away, I am within you. He said, I in you, and you in me. That God had brought out of the genetic history to the conscience of Jesus, when Jesus died then genetically and went back into the earth, physically, genetically, he went back to the earth. You were left here. The same that he had inherited, you had inherited in your flesh. You can't recall it because you are not the son of Mary. But nevertheless, he said, you, and again, you will see me. Meaning that this principle is not finished. This is a principle that lasts for as long as the world is. This principle will last for as long as the world is. Oh, yes. Said, and again, you will see me. All right, then, brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you that that principle has reappeared in me. Some of you don't want to believe it because you are doubting Thomas. You are disbelievers by will, by intent. You have made up in your mind that you will not accept, no matter how convincing it is. But for those who have not taken that devil attitude, I will show you many signs. Many signs. I was named before I was born. I was named Wallace D. Muhammad. Nobody ever told what the D meant. My mother's name is Clara. Clara means pure. My mother's name is Maryam. There are more than one word meaning Maryam, meaning pure. In that time, it was Maryam. My mother's name is Clara. Clara means pure. That you can see through. Clara. When something has clarity, it means it's clear. And they speak of someone who's able to see through the darkness of the mind as a clairvoyant. My mother is Clara. Clara Muhammad. Now, I didn't have anything to do with my mother being named. So isn't that a coincidence worth note? That I say I am the Christ? The child of Mary, and I show you things that you have not known and would have never known. And then I tell you, and the record will show that my mother's name is Clara, and Mary is known not as Mary. Mary may mean anything. Mary is known as the pure woman. The pure woman. And water represents the purity of conscience. That's why it stands for moral nature. It represents the purity of conscience. And we still speak of people who are pure at conscience, in conscience, as having a clear conscience. Oh, well, I got a clear conscience myself. You go, you can be bold about that if you want to. I got a clear conscience. That's the conscience of Mary, or the conscience of Clara, or the conscience of Miriam, the mother of Moses. Jesus didn't bring as much proof to substantiate what he was as I am bringing you to substantiate what I am. We don't believe in first the scriptures. Jesus did not bring as much proof. It wasn't as much needed. Those people back there, they wasn't as big-headed as you are now. They were more inclined to respect the way of God. You have become so big-headed that you doubt everything. Oh, I don't know if I can follow the chief now. He's saying he's Jesus. I'm a common flesh and blood person. I have nothing more than what you have. The only difference is what I have has been open to me, and what you have is still closed to you. That's the only difference. I have the same genetic structure from Adam, from eternity, from the time that this earth was made. You have the same genetic structure that dates back to the beginning of this material universe. We both have the same genetic structure. The only difference is God has guided me, has opened my nature for understanding, to get knowledge through the genetic structure, and has not opened that for you. That's the only difference. Oh, he's saying he's a prophet. I'm not a prophet. I'm a mujaddid. I'm not a prophet, I'm a mujaddid. A mujaddid is one who brings back the old. He renews it. He renews it. He brings back the newness of what was. That's why Father Muhammad was guided to tell us that no, not Jesus. Jesus is not coming back. Mujaddid is coming back, because mujaddid refers to that Jesus was a sign of. Jesus was a sign of a principle of middle life and death. And that principle will keep coming, though Jesus is gone. I want you to go out next week, and each one of you don't come back until you bring a new person with you. Come back with a new person. You should be ashamed to sit under my voice and not have someone that you invited with you. Look how salesmen make a business. They are not defeated because somebody say no. They may get 100 no's before they get one yes. They want business. This is not common business. We are struggling to bring back the precious human life that God created on this earth so that we can have progress in the right way. Isn't that something more worthy of you going out? And should you be discouraged because somebody say, oh, I don't want to hear that mess? No. That's should make you all the much more determined. That should make you rush on to the next person. And let me tell you something, don't waste time with them. Don't invite people 5 minutes. Unless you're sitting on the L or the bus with them, and you can't leave them. That's different. Talk with them as long as they want to talk. But if you're just passing people, tell them once. And if you have the courage, you'll tell them what I tell you. Tell them that Jesus that was promised has returned. Yes. If you had the courage, you would tell them that. Yes. Some of them will laugh at you and take it to you to be ridiculous. But if you are sincere, Allah will show them your sincerity, and they won't laugh. They won't laugh. They will come. They'll follow you. None of you have the nerve to laugh in my face. I don't care how wicked you are. None of you have the nerve to stand in my face and laugh at me. That shows you that something is coming through me from God and is registering on you. Yes. God is blessing you to see my sincerity. And you can't laugh at me. You can't play with me. No. If you carry my sincerity, if you carry that same sincerity of yourself, the people will also respect you and they won't laugh at you. How many today who are here will come back the next fourth Sunday? The next Sunday if you can, because I'm here practically every Sunday if I'm not out of town. Who will come back the next fourth Sunday and bring at least one person with them who have never heard the message of Al-Islam? May Allah bless you and guide us all to the straight path and give us understanding. And don't let anyone go away from the audience today and tell people that I said I'm Jesus. I'm not Jesus, but I'm that principle that he was assigned of. And don't let anybody go away from here telling the people that I said I'm a prophet. Jesus was a prophet. I am not. Jesus was not only a sign of that principle working in him, but he also was a prophet who brought a message in the chain of prophecy to those people of Jerusalem called Jews. I have not been sent with any message to you or anybody else. I have only been given understanding of that was sent before. That's all. And if you understand Jesus, actually, that's what all that he did. But because he did it in the chain of prophecy that had to be fulfilled before the completion of prophecy, he was a prophet. I'm doing it after the chain of prophecy, not to fulfill prophecy. It has been done before. I'm doing it only as a sign that God is bringing us back to the originality of what was before. Yes. The proof that Jesus himself was not bringing anything new, he said, I came to fulfill the law and the prophecy. He didn't claim to be bringing anything that wasn't before. He had been blessed with the connection with the past through his genetic nature. He was blessed to get the message, the knowledge from the past. So he brought back what Moses brought, the law and the prophecy. But on the strength of knowledge, you can prophesy. Don't you know I could prophesy if I wanted to? But I'm not a prophet. And why should I prophesy? This book has prophesied it all. You all don't know that. The Muslim world don't know that the Quran has prophesied it all. This is the greatest book of prophecy that ever has been and ever will be. And in time, if God bless me to stay around with you, you're going to see it. Everything that is happening in America right now is clearly written in this book. The real issues in Americans' life right now is clearly written in this book, and I'll prove it to anybody if you will give me the opportunity to tell it to 20 million people. Let me speak it to 20 million people, and I will prove it to anybody that this book tells America everything about its present issues, its present problems. I'm giving challenges. Prove me wrong. Prove me a fool. You cannot do it because I don't speak nothing but what I know and what I know to be God's will and His work. God has revealed His will and He has revealed His work. The knowledge here is plain and simple, dear brothers and sisters. Don't let the things like this bother you. Don't let anything bother you like that. That's not our business, that's their business. Because if we rush away to that, we rush away to something that is less important. And there are a few people there to take care of that. They all can't be wrong. There must be somebody right there. And if they need help, they will call for some more people. My job is also to drive out devils. Drive demons out of your soul. And you can't sit under my voice for long with demons troubling your soul and it not be known. No. So you came here to hear me talk on the keys for successful living and how that relates to our government. And you've gotten what the Pope treasures as his private possession. You should thank Allah and thank Allah, and you should dedicate your whole being, your children, to Allah's path, and should rather die the worst possible death on earth than to ever disown this religion and your imam who has brought you the truth. Yes. What I have told you today is the supreme wisdom of Christianity. The Pope himself has no higher knowledge. And much of what I told you, even the Pope, does not know. May Allah guide us all to truth, purify our intentions, open our hearts for His ways, so that our brain will be able to follow. Ameen, and assalamu alaikum.
For those of you who don't know, the meeting is not over yet. For those of you who do know and don't care, assalamu alaikum. Announcements and then the Honorable YFB Mahone will be back with us. I'd like to announce some good news that Brother Amin Al-Islam and Sister Amina were blessed this Friday with a 10-pound, 11-ounce baby boy. She is doing fine in Mercy Hospital. The room number in Mercy Hospital is room 311A for those sisters who would like to visit. There was an announcement made Friday pertaining to school, that the lunch program in the school was being discontinued, and I've been told that that announcement was incorrect, that the lunch program of the Sister Clara Mountain School is still going on, therefore it won't be any need for bringing any lunches to school. I'd like to announce also from the Masjid Honorable Elijah Muhammad Recognition Committee that they are going to present a spectacular
bringing their lunches to school. We'd like to announce also from the Masjid Honorable Elijah Muhammad Recognition Committee that they are going to present a spectacular salute to the Sister Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation, and the theme of this award dinner and presentation is respect the faithful worker. That's a very good thing. You ought to respect the faithful worker. And the members of the Sister Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation are indeed that. The tickets are on sale now in the secretary's office for $10. All proceeds are being donated to the Sister Clara Muhammad Educational Elementary and Secondary School. It's being held Saturday, December the 29th, that's next week, at 7 p.m. at the Ephraim Baha Community Center, located at 7330 South Ridgeland Avenue. And we invite all people, Muslim and non-Muslim, to attend. Thank you. There was a brother who lost a coat, a black vinyl coat with snap-on pockets and a red skull cap. His name is Amos Wilson. If anyone found that coat and cap, I have his address and telephone number here for him to be contacted with that information about that coat and cap. Okay. All praise due to Allah. Are we ready for New York and the rest of the masses, brothers and sisters? There really should be nobody who could challenge us with the lights that we got here in Chicago for it. Where's the brother? I admire your nerve, brother, for challenging us. But we get on the stick with this light just pushing us. We're going to outshine you. Inshallah. Okay, I'm going to bring on Brother Idris. He has an announcement about the cooperative buying program. Brother Idris Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, who have not picked up your produce yet, we are going over to the Baja Center now to set up so you can come and pick up your produce. We cannot hold this produce, you know, any longer. The imam has stated that Friday and Saturday would be pickup time. Now, we were there until 10 o'clock Friday night and until 1 o'clock yesterday. Now, if we are making a collective effort to reduce the economic burden in our life, we should make a stronger effort to come and pick up our item after the brothers and the sisters and them have worked it hard in order for you to have these, to prepare these items for you. So we ask you to, next week after next, when we make the next purchase, be on time. Send somebody. Give somebody your receipt. But please pick up your order on time. Will you please do that? How many people have not and pick up your produce? Assalamu alaikum.
We'd like very much to take this opportunity to thank the brothers and sisters who have been working so diligently with the cooperative buying program here in Chicago. We had a large amount of produce and vegetables, fruits and vegetables distributed Friday and Saturday. And the brothers and sisters worked very hard in putting this thing on, pulling it off tirelessly. And most of them were doing it solely out of charity. And even though there was some disorder associated with their efforts, being that it was their first time, it wasn't done perfectly. They didn't have the advanced knowledge of what to anticipate. We should applaud their efforts and pray to Allah to continue to bless them with such for their generosity. There's going to be a film presentation. There's going to be a film presentation a very rare film presentation. It's going to be the entire showing of the Thriller in Manila. The fight, the very famous fight of Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier. Immediately after the meeting in the auditorium of Sister Claire Muhammad School. Now, I personally have seen that fight I don't know how many times, because we took it to raise funds in St. Louis for the school. But I'd like to see it again myself, because it is indeed a thriller. So the tickets are on sale. Admission for adults is only $1.50, and for children it's only 75 cents. So that concludes the announcement for right now for the Imam Wadafin Muhammad. Takbir!
Dear beloved Muslim, I'm going to ask the secretary here, Brother Edward B. Mustafa, and Brother Idris, and those working with Brother Idris to help us get the produce in this buying, collective buying program, to give you only Friday and Saturday to pick up your produce. And if you don't pick up your produce by that time, we gave time. We gave time on Friday and we gave time on Saturday. The time on Saturday, I think, was from, was that 9 to 11? And I understand that the brothers stayed there way up in the day. Way up in the day they stayed there. We're going to give you so much time, and it's only Friday and Saturday. We can't go Sunday and into the week like that. If you don't pick up your produce by that time, then we're going to take your produce and give it to needy persons. So if you're not there by that time, then we're going to immediately just take it and start distributing it to needy persons. If we waste, then this effort will be stained with sin. We leave the produce and then it goes bad. We are wasting it. And Allah says in the Quran that the wasters are the brothers of the devil. And it is a great sin to have something wasting that some hungry person would just be so excited about. Yeah. Nice fruits and nice vegetables. There are people that can't get enough to eat in this world. And they'd be happy to get the nice things that you bought. So if you don't want them, then give them to somebody right away. Don't let them go bad. I hear that we had a distinguished gentleman with us. Is this Marshall? That's a woman, huh? A. Harris, I'm not sure if I'm reading this correct. A candidate for Congress from the 2nd Congressional District. I don't know if the distinguished visitor is still with us, but if so, we are honored by your presence here today. We hope to see you again very soon. We have many visitors here today with us. Some of them had to leave, I guess, because of other commitments. We don't expect people to hang around like we do. You know, we could stay here all night. One night we did. We don't want that to ever happen again. Unless it's doing Ramadan. But one night we actually did it. When we left here, the sun was coming up. We appreciate your visit because we know that our mission is to propagate the truth, not for ourselves, but for all of us. And when you come, that makes our work prosperous, and you will be a help if you come into the path of Al-Islam, and it will make the work lighter and lighter as our numbers increase. We don't call on you to join us, to shoulder any financial burden with us. Your faith will bring you to be charitable from your money purse. But we call you to a way of life that we know
will result not only in the raising of our morals, but in the raising of our intellect, our intelligence, and will also result in a greater future, intellectually speaking, or academically speaking, for the generations to come. The mission of religion is not just to call us to spiritual ideas and moral consciousness. The main role and objective of religion is a revival of the intellect. And it begins with the revival of our moral nature. So I hope that you who have come here today will not go back blindly to your ways of yesterday. I hope that every new person who's not a Muslim, who's not following this way, will return to your life, to your family, to your occupation with a determined mind to be truthful with yourself and truthful with Allah and truthful with the members of society and to follow the way that is best over the way that is worse. The human being is a creature of excellence by nature, and once we know something to be better, we shouldn't keep following that we know to be inferior. So again, I ask Allah to bless us with a successful life. And God says, who spends on his soul is successful, and who neglects the development of the soul is a failure. At this time, we ask, are there any with us who would like to declare themselves Muslims? There's not a lot of ritual to go through. The baptism here is not the baptism of physical water or physical fire. It's the baptism of moral truth and logic. Symbolically, water and fire. If any would like to declare themselves Muslim with the simple declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nothing is worthy to worship except God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. Just come forward or stand near so we all can hear you. We don't like to keep our faith a secret because it shows that we have not yet the courage to respond to God's guidance and to his blessings as we should. Never be ashamed to tell the world that God is the force that you recognize and God you give the credit and Prophet Muhammad is his messenger. Never be ashamed of that. Never let shyness or crowd shyness. Some of us let the crowd shine and hold us back. God will reward you for your courage. God reward effort. Just to feel right is not enough. You're not only a creature of feeling, you're a creature of decision. You're a creature of effort. So get the better reward by declaring yourself to be on the side of the people of God, Muslims. Not that Christians are not also the people of God. They are. But they themselves have to be rescued by Muhammad and this Quran. Are there any with us today? Yes. Would you come right up close here and take the simple declaration of faith? Those who are in the balcony, if you would like to take the declaration of faith, then you repeat it. Follow the instructions and repeat it. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Rasul.
Rasul.
Allah.
Allah.
Very good. And in English?
I openly witness
that there is nothing worthy of worship.
That there is nothing worthy of worship.
Except one God.
Except one God.
And Muhammad.
And Muhammad.
Is the messenger of God.
Is the messenger of Allah.
May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you, Reverend. Hope to see you again soon.
All praises to Allah.
If any of you followed and you spoke out where others could hear you, then you yourself have officially become Muslim. That's all you have to do. If you make that declaration where others can hear you, then there are human witnesses. You've had the courage to let your faith be known, then you're Muslim. It's as simple as that. Now that alone should tell you that this is God's way. You don't have no crazy, spooky rituals that you have to go through. And give me your name and address. All this registered with God. You might have to go to India, and you may never come back. What I need your address and name for? Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we still got some more. We got some more goodies for you. Brother Reuben Katib is going to sing a couple of his songs for us. Music that speaks to that innate nature that carries the inspired message and teachings of the Honorable Walafi Muhammad. I'll bring him on. Well, maybe I should wait until some of these people leave who got to go. All praise due to Allah. Well, I ain't got nothing better to do right now than this is. We have some more important information about the collective buying program. We're going to allow Sister Muakil to come forward and give you this information. Sister Munaima Muakil.
With the name Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all holy praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad most certainly is his last messenger and prophet. Brothers and sisters, I would like today to let you know about our collective buying rally. On January the 12th, the Collective Buying Committee and Masjid Honorable Elijah Muhammad is sponsoring a rally that will be held at the Ephraim Baha Center. This rally will be to emphasize our collective buying and our target date of March 1st. One of the things that we have been doing, and if we could just tell you just a little about yesterday, what we did yesterday and the days before, some of the purchases, or even of the vegetables and fruits that we were able to get, you'd just be surprised at how much money we were able to save. Now, on March the 1st, Imam has a plan to purchase other items. So, brothers and sisters, we'd like to tell you about what we plan for our rally. And it's to help people who have not signed up, who have not registered, who have not gotten into their consciousness what we're trying to do with the collective buying. We would like very much to be able to remind them to check in with the secretary. But at our rally, we're going to have an indoor winter picnic. We're inviting everybody to come with a giant-sized picnic basket. Your lunch, of course, bring your picnic basket, enough for your family and for the family of someone else. This is going to be a collective picnic, and we're inviting you to come and participate with us. One of the things that we have been working hard to do is to get a lot of information out, and we've invited everyone to participate with us. And the collective buying committee decided that we do something special. One of the things that we want to do is to have a special cheer to get the people really not stirred up so emotionally, but to thinking about what we're trying to put on your mind. And what we'd really like to do right now is just maybe ask the members of the collective buying committee if they could just kind of come and stand right here, because they know what we have in mind to do. And if we get them to stand here, and you'll follow through in a minute when you hear what they have in mind. We developed this cheer, and we want them to help with it so that you can get the drift of what we want to do. And we want we've asked also one of the sisters to gather some young people. We want the total involvement of our community. So we're going to go through our cheer just for a couple of minutes. We won't do the whole things that we've developed, but just for a couple of minutes. So our cheer goes a little like this. We have a president. Come on. We've got a president. He has a plan to save your money as much as he can. Let's follow our leader. Do what he says. We can kill inflation. We can do it today. Collective buying, collective buying. Rah, rah, rah. With the help of Allah. We have another, says Imam Wallaceen Muhammad is our president. We're his team. He has the pep. We've got the steam. President, team, pep, steam. 15 cheers for this big team. Rah, rah, rah. Collective buying, rah, rah, rah. We can kill inflation with the help of Allah. Brothers and sisters. We have a lot more that we'd like to put on your mind about the collective buying. But we want you to come on January the 12th. If you come, we promise you, you'll be interested in getting with this collective buying. Don't forget, you're going to bring your own picnic basket, and you're going to have enough to share with someone else. And we're going to come ready for a fun-filled afternoon or evening. It's from 5 until 10, and we're going to have just a wonderful program of entertainment on the style of what we had on Eid Day. If you remember on the last Eid feast, the Majedid was the MC of the program, and it was just a day so filled with joy that I think everybody walked out of the room in tears for Thanksgiving. So we're looking forward to another day of celebration, and we're looking forward to having you present. Be sure to come. Bring your friends and bring your entire family. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I was cheering right along with you because collective buying program is for me as just as it's for you, you know. And last week, like the Imam sitting here, Abdul Haq, we realize 100% savings. 100% savings. Now just think what's going to happen when we start buying those real costly items. Yes, this is the answer. And it's something that we could have been doing a long time ago. But Allah is the best knower. He rewards us when we really deserve it. So we must deserve this now. And I thank Allah for it. It's going to grow bigger and bigger too. I understand that there was another brother who wanted to make declarations of faith. Yes. If you just repeat the words in Arabic first, and then we'll give it in English. Ashhadu an la ilaha
illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah.
In English,
I openly witness
That nothing is worthy of worship.
That nothing is worthy of worship.
Except one God only. And Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Is the messenger of God.
May Allah bless you. Have wisdom. Yes. Okay, ready right here.
All praises
to
Allah.
We said earlier, we cannot give life. We can only call to life. Allah gives life. So you see how we've had blessed today, two brothers came forth and declared their faith. And inshallah, in time, more and more will do the same. And I believe that our voice have reached many today, many. And I believe many today have declared themselves Muslims. So Allah bless your efforts, and this may be a test for us, who knows? To see, will you move out again and do the same thing? Make every effort to bring another person here beside yourself who have not heard the message of Islam. Thank you very much. I believe we're going to hear from our vocalist, guitar player and vocalist, who's going to have one of those driving songs for us. We like songs that drive, you know, and I don't mean drive our blind emotions. We like the songs that drive our good senses, drive the emotions to rational understanding, to enlightenment. And I think he has one of those good songs for us, or maybe more. And his wife was here too. I hope he's still here. He told me his wife was here, and I didn't ask him. He was very happy his wife is here today. And I don't know if he want to tell her that or not, because sometimes I don't want to tell Shirley that I'm very happy. But it helps sometimes if somebody else tells Shirley I'm very happy. And I think Shirley is gone, but if any of you all see Shirley, tell Shirley I'm very happy.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. I have my wife here today with me, Sister Aaliyah. My name is Brother Reuben, and we're going to sing a song together for you. We're new on the scene, had to come from way behind, but we're happy to be all the way up here, sitting on the floor with everybody else, you know? And if I can't do nothing else but say the truth, that's what I'm here for. You know, I might offend somebody sometimes and hurt somebody's feelings and everything. Forgive me, I'm not all wise. You know what I mean? I'm under the tutelage of the same man that you are, the divine man in the Holy Quran, and through our Imam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. So we're happy to be able to perform for you. And those who I've offended, if I've offended you, forgive me. I tend to state my position very strongly at times, you know, and that's only when I feel I'm right. As-salamu alaykum. Together. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gonna do it now. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gonna do it now. What good is sitting around with our backs to each other when the devil is taking our lives away? What good is standing around arguing with each other when the devil is taking our lives away? When I ask you again now, what good is walking around fighting one another when the devil is taking our life away? Yeah. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gotta do it now. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gotta do it now. Been the wrong time, we ain't gonna give up now. We've been here a long time, ain't gonna give up now. We look around and see the future is bright. Yes, it is. We see the devil, he's trying to keep us down. We see the evil he's spreading. We gonna knock him out. Well, well, yeah, yeah. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gonna do it now. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gotta do it now. What good is sitting around with our backs to each other when the devil is taking our lives away? Ask you again, what good is standing around arguing with each other when the devil is taking our lives away? Say the last time, what good is walking around fighting one another when the devil is taking our lives away? Ain't gonna wait a while, we gotta do it now. Man and woman, everybody, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, everybody, gotta do it now. Man and woman, come on together. Ain't gonna wait a while, we gotta do it now.
Allahu Akbar.